Bibles, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In your Scofield Bible, page 1234, beginning with the 14th verse, we'll read responsively through verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18, and in your Scofield Bible, page 1234. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and it's finished together, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful once again for your word. And it's the foundation of everything here. And we're sure thankful that we have access to the very words of God. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for this great church, which has for many years taken the right kind of stand. We pray that you'd help us tonight as we once again conduct an evening service, one of many over the past numbers of years that we've been privileged to be a part of this church. But we've never left a service without being satisfied that you've spoken to hearts and that you've done business that's eternal. Bless us once again. Bless our preacher. Bless, we pray, and grant thy help tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
A very familiar passage that I use often and that we ought to use often. Without your turning to it, I want to read it to you and just teach it a little bit before I pray and bring the message. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, what does that mean? Help him find a seat for the den. Let me wait till he finds a seat, and I'll start again. I want you to follow me very carefully. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What does that mean? That means that, like a yoke of oxen or a yoke of mules, they're pulling together, bound together. You're not supposed to be yoked up with an unbeliever doing the same venture at all. That means that you're not supposed to be in business with an unbeliever. If you're in business with an unbeliever, you're in direct contradiction to the Word of God and you're not right with God. You're not supposed to marry an unbeliever. You're not supposed to belong to a ministerial association with an unbeliever. You're not supposed to belong to moral majority with an unbeliever. You're not supposed to unite in any endeavor whatsoever as a yoke of oxen. I don't care what it is, and I hesitate to name everything, but you just name whatever you want to name. You're not supposed to yoke up in a citywide evangelistic crusade with unbelievers. God says, don't yoke together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. For God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them. I want you to notice that there are three things he was supposed to do to those six groups of people. First, it says, come out from among them. Second, it says, be ye separate. And third, it says, touch not. Now, it says, touch not the unclean thing. That thing there means these people. It means they're the unclean things. It says, come out from among them, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and will be a, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I'm going to talk to you tonight on the subject, touch not. Touch not. I promise you that if you'll do what I preach tonight, you'll never backslide into serious backsliding. I promise you that you'll not be an illustration in somebody's sermon about a shipwreck if you'll do what I do, what I preach to you tonight from the Word of God. Father, bless the message. I want to use this mic here. Most of us are in agreement concerning the doing of wrong and sin. Most of us in this room tonight are in agreement concerning alcoholic beverages of any kind. That means whiskey, wine, beer, any kind of martini. We're in agreement that that's wrong. Most of us tonight are in agreement that immorality, such as adultery and lasciviousness and homosexuality and bestiality and all those things are wrong. We have a pretty good consensus tonight concerning those matters. Most of us are in agreement tonight concerning the nudity that's going on in America. Most of us are opposed to that. And there is almost unanimity of spirit concerning that. Most of us tonight are certainly in agreement concerning the narcotic situation, the dope. And by the way, nicotine is a narcotic just like marijuana is. Most of us are in agreement tonight concerning smoking cigarettes and narcotics. Most of us tonight are in agreement concerning rock music. Most of the people in this room tonight, everybody in this room got any sense. Well, everybody in this room knows it's wrong. There, some of you young folks won't admit you know it, but you know it's wrong. And there's nothing anymore sickening. I can hardly look at Michael Jackson without throwing up. Boy, I'm against divorce, but I congratulate that woman that left him. I was happy for her, I'll tell you for sure. I'd rather see a train coming at me than those two lips coming toward me. Most of us are in agreement tonight concerning the awfulness of rock music. Most of us are in agreement tonight concerning the sin of cursing, taking God's name in vain. Most of us are in agreement tonight concerning the rottenness and sinfulness of the gay lifestyle. Most of us do not accept tonight that it's an acceptable lifestyle but a wicked, vile sin. Most of us are upset that any woman whose name is gay has almost ashamed of her name these days. And we don't call them gays, we call them queers. We're pretty well in agreement tonight. Most of us are in agreement tonight concerning the murdering of babies. We are against abortion. We're against killing anybody. And we're opposed to baby murder. Most of us are opposed to stealing and lying, and almost all of us tonight are what we'd call King James Bible only people. There have been two schools I've heard about lately that, because we're holding their feet to the fire about the King James Bible, have come out and told their student body and their faculty and staff that they're now going to only use the King James Bible. I'd have more respect for them if they didn't, because they're doing it for expediency, trying to get people to come under false pretense. I'm waiting until they say, we believe all the other Bibles are of the devil, and then I'll put some credence into it. But now, most of us tonight are in agreement about all of these matters. 2 Corinthians 6:14 and following, God tells us to separate from six things, and I'll just go through them quickly. First, unbelievers. We're not supposed to socialize, fellowship, be in the same union, marriage, or business with unbelievers. And the Bible says we're supposed to be separated from unrighteousness. Now, there are two righteousnesses in the Bible. First, there's the imputed righteousness that comes at salvation. It's what the Apostle Paul meant when he said in Romans, I brethren, I pray to God for Israel, and the heart's desire, pray to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear them record they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for they, being ignorant,
of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not committed themselves to the righteousness of God. Now, what is their own righteousness? What is this righteousness that he's talking about there that we're not supposed to fellowship with? It's somebody says you get righteous because you get baptized. Somebody says you get righteous in the sight of God because you take communion. Somebody says you get righteous in the sight of God because you take the sacrament. Somebody else says you get righteous in the sight of God because you live a good life. It means any other plan of salvation. I'm not supposed to fellowship or be yoked together with anybody that believes any other plan of salvation. Now then, there's another righteousness in the Bible, and that's righteous living. That means I'm not supposed to be yoked up with people that do not live righteous lives. That means a cocktail-sipping man should not be a deacon in First Baptist Church of Hammond. That means a man that watches the Super Bowl, instead of coming to church on Wednesday night, or resign the deacon board the next time he comes to church. I'm simply saying that God says that we're not supposed to be yoked together with unrighteousness, and there are two unrighteousnesses. One is the plan of wrong plan of salvation, and the other is not a separated Christian life. The third thing that we're supposed to not yoke up with is darkness. Now, darkness represents secrecy. It represents belonging to a secret order of any kind, or any other kind of secrecy, if you please. And then the next is Belial. The Bible says don't be yoked up with Belial. What is Belial? The word Belial means worthlessness, uselessness, or laziness, if you please. Bible said don't yoke. By the way, young ladies, you shouldn't marry some lazy rascal. Marry somebody who works hard. And some of you gals that are complaining about your guys working too hard ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be glad you got a man instead of a mouse. And don't marry a lazy person. Don't marry a slugger. Don't marry a pretty boy. There are very few of us left that are pretty boys and workers too. And in fact, I only know of one that's left, and I'm taken. Then he says, don't yoke up with infidels. What's that? Word infidel means unfaithful. Don't yoke up with a fellow that skips church. Don't marry a young lady that skips church or doesn't come to church. Unfaithful to God or to its unfaithful to what is right and decent. And then last it says idolatry. That means false religions. Don't yoke up with somebody that goes to religion, doesn't believe this Bible is the Word of God. Don't yoke up with somebody that belongs to religion that doesn't believe the virgin birth of Christ. Don't yoke up with somebody who belongs to religion that doesn't believe in salvation by grace through faith. He says, don't yoke up with idolatry. Now, as I said a while ago, there are three things here that God tells us to do with these six groups. Unbelievers, unrighteous, darkness, Belial, infidel, idolaters. Now, there's three things. First, he says, come ye out from among them. That's the first thing. Now, that's not the sermon tonight, but I want to just say that and pass on. Secondly, he says, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Best way to explain that is in making an angel food cake. Angel food cake, you can't have any egg yellows in the, is that right? In the angel food cake. You can't have it. Now, so you break that egg and you separate the white from the yellow. If you get the yellow in there, it's going to ruin your angel food cake. God says you're supposed to be just as separated as, and you folks, either stay, get in or get out and quit walking out while I'm preaching. Either sit down and be still or get out and stay out. I'm sick and tired of some of you punkos walking in and out all the time. It's this church we're having. It's not a ball game. It's not a basketball tournament. I don't like what you do. You haven't got any choice in the matter. Now, the honest, simple truth is, Bible says we're to be separate from them. Now, the third thing, and I called your attention tonight, and this is my sermon tonight, it says, touch not the unclean. Touch not what, unbeliever? Touch not what, unrighteous? I was over here, I told this story, I won't tell the whole story, I was over in a barbershop several years ago. The man that runs this hellhole down here on the corner, it used to be called Cataldi's, now it's called the Gentleman's Club, and every time I think about calling that a Gentleman's Club, I want to spit. No gentleman would go to that hellhole over there. Bunch of lustful beasts, that's what they're tracking. But I met the fellow that used to own the Cataldi's place. And I talked to him for a while. I was getting a haircut. He was waiting, or vice versa. He left and came to shake my hand. I didn't shake his hand. Bible said, don't touch him. I won't touch a liberal's hand. I won't shake hands with a liberal. I'll speak to him. I won't shake his hand. Now, I'm not sure it's wrong, but I know I'm not wrong not to, because the Bible says touch not. So I don't touch the unbeliever. I don't touch the liberal. I don't touch the idolatry. Now, I doubt very, the word, I know what the word is in the Greek. The word means grasp. It means hold on to. It means cling to. But I just play it safe and don't touch. Now, the word I want you to notice is touch not. Touch not. It doesn't say do not. It says touch not. It doesn't say don't drink liquor. It says don't touch liquor. It doesn't say don't smoke cigarettes. It says don't touch cigarettes. Last ball game I went to, and I'm not fighting going to a ball game tonight, but the last time I went to a Cubs game, I was sitting there and I was watching the game. And a guy said, would you pass this down? I passed a hot dog down. I passed some popcorn down. And then there was a little glass of beer. And there I was holding a glass of beer. And I said, that's it. I'll not go again. And there are other reasons, too. I don't like to see the Cubs play. But if they ever get a championship team, I may change my conviction about the beer. There I was holding a glass of beer. I'm not supposed to touch a glass of beer. It says, touch not. So, the Bible is very plain about that. God's command in 2 Corinthians 6:17 is touch not the unclean thing. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. None. Have none. Doesn't say go to some meeting where somebody's teaching on marriage somewhere where all the unsaved folks and the liberals and the fundamentalists come together. Bible says, have no fellowship with them. If Citywide Campaign comes to Hammond or Chicago, and if Billy Graham comes or somebody else and invites all the Catholics and Episcopalians and Lutherans and all the liberals, I'm not going to have fellowship with them. I'm not cooperating in the campaign. You say, you must be against Billy Graham. If John the Baptist came and got all the liberals together with the fundamentalists, I wouldn't cooperate that meeting either. In fact, the Apostle Paul told me if he comes back, I'm not supposed to fellowship with him either. Now, I'm simply saying, like it, lump it, believe it, not, Bible says it. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Romans 16:17 says, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Avoid them. That means that you're not supposed to sit across the table at a meal with a bunch of folks that are against First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. That's exactly what it means. People that hate the guts of this church and the guts of this preacher, you're not supposed to go eat with them and sit across the table with them. Bible says you're supposed to avoid them. Let me say it again. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. And that word avoid means go around them. It means if you see them coming, you go like that and go around them and avoid them. That's what it means. You say, I don't believe in being unkind. Well, you take that up with God. He wrote the book. I'm just preaching the book. Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 2 says, if any soul touch any unclean thing, it shall be unclean. Touch it. Bible said if you have an unclean beast, you're not supposed to touch that unclean beast. Have an unclean cattle. You're not supposed to touch the unclean cattle. And it says, touch not, again and again. In Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 3, it says the same thing concerning an unclean person. It says, don't touch the unclean person. In Leviticus chapter 7 and verse 21, it says, if anyone does so, he shall be cut off from the people. If there's an unclean person, and I as much as touch that unclean person, God said, I'll be cut off from the people. What does that mean? I can't be in the camp. While the people travel, I'll be back behind the people. I can't be with my tribe. I can't be with my family. I can't be with my nation as they travel toward the promised land. I'll be outside the camp. And by the way, other folks are outside the camp too. If you had a venereal disease, you're outside the camp. If you were a queer, you're outside the camp. And other things. But one thing, if I must just touch the body of an unclean person, the Bible says I was to go outside the camp. Leviticus 11:24 says, whosoever toucheth the carcass of the unclean shall be unclean. Well, I know what you're saying, Brother Hiles. How are we going to get folks to do better if we don't associate with folks that are better? Now, you listen to me. When God's people associate with folks who are not clean, it's not two clean people, it's two unclean people. If somebody has hepatitis, you don't kiss them and make them well. You kiss them and you have hepatitis. And God said the clean person doesn't make the unclean person clean by running with him. The unclean person makes the clean person unclean by running with him. You say, Brother Hiles, how are you going to clean them up? Like I'm doing tonight, preach the devil out of them. That's how you clean them up. You don't go down into the tavern and drink a beer so you can win the bartender to Christ. I know a group down in Florida, young people, put on bathing suits and go down to the beach and witness to those in bathing suits. That's the clean touching the unclean, and the unclean is converting the clean and making the clean unclean. My Bible said in Leviticus 11:31, it says the same as above concerning the dead. God said, don't touch the dead. He said, even a dead crawling creature. God said, don't touch a dead lizard. Don't touch a dead snail. Don't touch a dead crawling creature. Now, these are Old Testament laws. And I'm not saying this wrong to touch a dead lizard now. I'm simply saying that God, when God doesn't want you with something, He doesn't want you to touch that something. God, if God doesn't want you to smoke, He doesn't want you to be around cigarette smoke. If God doesn't want you to drink, He doesn't want you to be in a tavern. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, that the law of God is, touch not the unclean thing. And if you never touch it, you won't drink it. If you never touch it, you won't smoke it. You never touch it, you won't participate in it. You never touch it, you won't indulge. Don't touch it. Leviticus chapter 11 and verse 36 says, touch not any part of an unclean carcass. And if you as much as touch the unclean carcass, you yourself will be unclean. Leviticus 11:39 says, if any beast die, he that toucheth the carcass shall be unclean. Leviticus 15:5 says, if you touch an unclean bed, you'll be unclean. Don't even touch a bed where an unclean person has slept on that bed. If you touch the unclean bed, you yourself will be unclean. In Leviticus chapter 15 and verse 6, it says, he that setteth on anything unclean shall be unclean. I'm trying to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you're not supposed to run with the wrong crowd, go where the wrong crowd goes. You're not supposed to hang around the drinking crowd, hang around the gossiping crowd, hang around the rock music crowd. The Bible said, don't touch that which is unclean. Leviticus chapter 15 and verse 12 said, do not touch a vessel of an unclean person. Don't touch an unclean person from which he drank. Don't touch a vessel of an unclean person or you'll be unclean. It says don't touch the clothes of an unclean person. It says don't touch the linen. Now the key word here is not clothes and linen and vessel. The key word is touch. You don't touch it. It's time that that God's people quit touching the heathen world. We've been sucked in by this wicked, charismatic, Jimmy Swaggart, Tammy Faye Baker, Oral Roberts, 700 Club, and that white-haired fellow out in California got that whore for a whore. Look at the gal, looks like a whore for a wife. We've been sucked into this thing. My Bible says God's people are supposed to come out from the devil's crowd and be separate from the devil's crowd and not touch the devil's crowd. Got this watered down. Somebody, after the Super Bowl game tonight, somebody who claims to be a Christian is going to say, I thank my Lord Jesus Christ that He gave us the victory. But he ought to be in church instead of playing football. You say, are you trying to tell me that every Christian on the football teams of the Cowboys and the Steelers ought to be in church tonight? I'm not trying to tell you that. I'm telling you that. They haven't got any more right to play football on Sunday than I have when I was a kid to play softball on Sunday. They're almost as bad as the folks home tonight watching it.
You say, Brother Hines, are you against everything?
No, I'm not against praying. I'm not against soul winning. I'm not against feeding the hungry. I'm not against clothing the naked and the poor. I'm not against lifting the fallen. I'm not against encouraging the discouraged. No, I'm not against that at all. I'm not against anything that's right and decent to do, but I am against that which is unholy, and the Bible said don't touch it. Proverbs 23:21 says, look not on the wine. Don't look at it. That's interesting. Habakkuk 1:13 says, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. That'll take care of most of your television programs. My Bible said you're not supposed to look on iniquity. Now let's go back to the old time ones. Let's go back to the old movies. When all they did was kiss. They didn't go to bed with each other, and the men and women didn't commit adultery on the place, on the screen. I'm talking about the old movies way back yonder. I don't, brother, it's still wrong for somebody to go around kissing somebody, it's not his wife, in a movie. We've taken it for granted. I mean, it's wrong. I said it's wrong. I said it's wrong. And my Bible said, don't look on it. Isaiah 52:11 says, touch no unclean thing. Didn't say do it, don't do it. Said don't touch it. Lamentations 4:14 says, if it is unclean, depart, touch not. Haggai 2:13 says, if one is unclean by a dead body, touch it. One is unclean, but if it touch any of these, it shall be unclean. And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Numbers 19:11 says, if you touch a dead body of any man, you'll be unclean. The same thing is spoken in verse 13, 16, 18, 21. Achan said, I saw, I coveted, and I took. He would never have taken that garment if he hadn't looked at it. Now, what does that mean? I'll make it very plain. It means that I'm not supposed to sit at a ministerial association with a bunch of liberals. It means I'm not supposed to cooperate in a revival campaign with a bunch of liberals. It means I'm not supposed to go to, you're not supposed to go to an Easter sunrise service. If you date some boy that goes to a liberal church, you say, I'll go with you Sunday morning and you come with me Sunday night. He'll have to be that way because his church won't have service on Sunday night. Oh, they may play bingo. You say, Brother Hines, you get narrower all the time. No, I'm not. The world's getting broader all the time. My position's just like it was 45, 50 years ago. I'm preaching the same thing I preached 30 or 40 years ago. But as the world's gotten worse, it makes me look more narrow. And as religion's gotten worse, there was a day when an assembly of God and a Nazarene and a church of God, when the old-fashioned Methodists believe the same standards that I preach from this pulpit right now, but the fact that they've changed don't make it right, and it don't make, give me the right to change, and it doesn't give the Southern Baptists a right to change, and it doesn't give the Baptist Bible Fellowship a right to change, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted with the water. I shall not be moved.
It means you don't even date the unsaved person. Touch not. Touch not.
It means you don't even visit a liberal church. See what I said? You don't. Didn't say don't join one. Said don't touch one. You have a hard time sitting down one if you don't touch it. Have a hard time opening the door without touching it. Don't even visit a liberal church. What does it mean? It means you don't even cook with alcohol. I look like Dr. Rice, don't I? Pray tell me, how can you cook with alcohol without touching it? I just love to get on women. Because more women don't like me than men. Most men like me. Women don't, because most of you haven't seen a man since you're a little child. It means don't cook with alcohol. It means you don't watch sin on television. It means you don't go into business with an unsaved person. It means you don't even pass the wine to another person. It means you don't even socialize with critics. It means you don't talk on the telephone to gossips. Well, you say, what if a gossip calls me? What should I say? Start off with goodbye. You say, am I supposed to be discourteous? I'd rather be what you call discourteous than be disobedient to the Word of God. What does it mean to touch not? It means you don't even listen to rock music. It means you don't even casually watch a soap opera. It means you don't even attend a Christian company drinking party, even if you don't drink. It means your boy doesn't play in the secular little leagues. It means your children don't attend a heathen school. You say, would you describe a heathen school? Be glad to. It's spelled P-U-B-L-I-C. Touch not the unclean. It means you don't even go to the beach. I don't care if you're wearing an overcoat, you don't go to the beach. It means you don't run with a school rule-breaking crowd at Hiles Anderson College. It means the guy at Hammond Baptist High School, because you read your Bible and try to be a decent young man, it means the one that calls you a Bible toter, that he's as rotten as the devil and a traitor to what we stand for, and you're not supposed to mess around with him. So don't touch it. It means that you don't even use dice with Monopoly games. I feel lonely. Say, what can you do? You figure it out. I'm preaching what don't do. Touch not the unclean thing. And dice are unclean. It means you don't play any card games at all, because cards are unclean. It means you don't watch any kind of Hollywood movies, even Disney. You say, what's wrong with a little bear going across the screen? The hellhole that conceived it. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get you sucked in so they can give you something else later on. You check the whole Disney operation, brother. It's as rotten as the devil is. It means you as a girl, don't even wear shorts to play sports in. When you say, Brother Hines, how are you going to do certain things? Don't do them. If you can't dress modestly, then do them. Well, I'm at it. I'll just go ahead and say this. Nobody believes this but me. But I don't believe in girls' sports in schools. I don't believe in it. Boy, it's good to be old. You fire me, I'll just get on Social Security. This house, now go to Florida and play shuffleboard. What does it mean? It means you don't allow smoking or drinking in your house. It means if your Uncle George comes to visit and pulls out his cigarette, you tell him he can't smoke in your house. When you say you'll make him mad, how are you going to win him? Same way I won Papaw Slaughter. Ms. Howell's mother and father came to our house years ago, first time they ever came to the up north. sitting in the living room. Papa was one of the finest men I ever met, but he's unsaved. Man of character, paid his debts. Great guy. I liked him and loved him. He pulled out a cigarette. And I said, Papa, I'm sorry, you can't do that in the house here. I said, you're the greatest guy in the world, but I said, we don't allow anybody to smoke in our house. So he went out in the yard. I followed him in the yard. I said, Papa, you can't smoke in the yard either. Because the yard is ours too. He said, where can I smoke? I said, I guess in the street. You can check with the city. He stayed at our house for several days. Every time he smoked a cigarette, he had to go out and walk, take a walk around the block. You say that is ridiculous. Yeah, it may be, but it's scriptural. Our crowd's getting so big, we need some extra space. I'm trying to get rid of some of you folks. It means you don't attend an ecumenical service of any kind. It means you don't even go into a tavern unless you got your Bible and stand up on a table and preach. Oh, I hate to say this, but I don't. It means you don't even own a Blockbuster card. I don't want to be in that hellhole. I love you. Somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody wanted some kind of a video, and it was a decent one. I have never been to Walmart but one time. And I was commissioned to go to Walmart and buy this video. I thought, I didn't know they had all this junk. I thought the only thing they had was a Roman Road Plan of Salvation. I walked in there, and I couldn't find a decent place. And while I was looking around, I was looking at the worst videos in the world. I don't mean I was looking at the video. I was looking at the, I wasn't watching the... No, I wasn't either. You know what happened. Well, hello, Brother Hiles. 11 of our cotton-picking church members came in and saw me in that play, that video part of Walmart. I didn't know the hell that junk. Touch not. It means you don't watch any part of a movie anytime, anywhere. It means you don't even let hatred linger in your heart. It means you don't even glance at a girly magazine. It means you don't even read a false Bible. It means you ladies don't even wear shorts or pants around the house. Let me give you something very theologically deep. If you don't own any, you can't wear them. It means you men don't even wear borderline haircuts. It means you don't run with unbelievers even in a secular endeavor. It means you don't even gamble on bingo or a golf game. It means you don't hang around them all. It means you don't go into a store where rock music is playing. It means you don't watch liquor commercials on television. It means you don't watch the TV evangelists on television. And you don't watch the guys that preach from Bibles that are not the old King James Word of God. You folks say, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to come back here. Well, if you'll see me at the service, I can tell you several churches that love to have you. If you want to have a queer for a preacher. It means, you Hal Zenderson students, you don't even hold her hand. You say, what's wrong with holding hands? Nothing. But anybody's got red blood in his veins is not going to just hold hands. It means no programs on radio or television where they curse. you sit there and listen to your radio, and they're saying D-A-M-N, H-E-L-L, and they're saying a lot worse than that these days. So I hear. It means you don't make heroes of worldly people. It means a well-known gambler such as Michael Jordan is not on the wall in your kid's room. It means the guy who's got yellow hair one day, red hair next day, pink hair next day, chartreuse hair the next day, and frequents gay bars is not supposed to be on the wall in your house. Touch not! Touch not! The Bible said don't touch it! David, don't look at her. Don't look at her, David. Don't look at her. Achan, don't look at that coat. Don't look at it, Achan. Balaam, don't even go to Moab, even to preach the truth. Abraham, don't even go down to Egypt to visit. Elimelech and Naomi, don't even go down to Moab just to get some bread to come back. Don't do it. Don't touch it. Lot, stay away from Sodom. Don't even pitch a tent towards Sodom. Judas, don't accept the position as treasurer of the disciples. You know what your weakness is. You know. Don't accept it. Peter, quit warming over there with the fire with the devil's crowd. You say what you want to say. You start out touching it, and you'll end up doing it. But I'll tell you one thing. There never has been an alcoholic made from somebody that never touched liquor. There never has been an addict or a chain smoker made out of folks that never touched cigarettes. And if you'll practice what I preach tonight, you'll never have a shipwrecked life. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Touch not the unclean. Three things. Come out from among them. Be a separate. And touch not the unclean. Now, you may not like my preaching, but you agree with it. Yeah, you agree with it. You may say you don't, but you do. You'll go home and say to your husband, "Oh, that was disgusting." I'll go home and say to his wife, "She was disgusting." Talking about you. They're going to say that to your husband. But you know I'm right. You know I'm right. If you don't hold her hand, she won't get pregnant outside of marriage. Boy, I close with this, and I've told it before. I thank God for my mama. My mama told me when I was a high school boy, she said, "Don't do bad with a woman." I know what doing bad was. I knew that I had a girl named Joy Bird sat right in front of me in class, and she had long braided hair, and I'd been pulling it, and I thought that was it. Mama said to me, she said, "These boys that do bad with girls, these girls end up having babies." I thought, oh my soul. I've been pulling Joy's hair. Oh, good night. I stayed awake at night and worried about it. When I was 17 years old, folks, we had an assembly at our high school, W.H. Adamson High School, Dallas, Texas. This lady made a speech to the 2,000 students of our high school and said, "You boys go around holding these girls' hands, they're going to have babies. Maybe it's not pulling hair after all." I wouldn't even put my... Walking down the hallway, I'd put my hands in my pockets. I was afraid my hand would touch the hand of a girl. You read the Bible sometime. About Jesus says, "He who knew no sin." Didn't say he who did no sin, he who knew no sin. Brother, the less you know about sin, the better off you are.
But if you shelter them when they get older, they won't know how what to do.
That's the devil's dirty, stinking lie. It's his lie. Don't look at it. Now, you know who you are. Now, look, you know what you ought to do. I'm trying to think of a sad story to tell you, but I'm not in a sad story mood tonight. I'm in that kind of mood. I'm sick and tired of the kind of Christianity that all churches used to have, being considered fanatical by the churches that were built by men. John Wesley he'd call me a pussyfooter if you were here tonight. Dwight L. Moody preached against taking the Sunday paper. I'm not serious. He preached against the sin of taking a Sunday newspaper. Well, I did sure would have moved my membership from his church. Now, I'm not going to preach about that tonight. I've got it lined up for next Sunday night. Over and over again tonight, I've quoted Scripture for you and read Scripture for you. Touch not. Don't look on it. Don't touch it. Don't see it. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Avoid them. It's very plain. Now it's time for some of you teenagers to believe what I'm preaching. And by the way, if one of these old punkos at Hammond Baptist High School, and I talked to a boy the other day that some of the guys on the athletic teams at Hammond Baptist High School are criticizing him because of his stand for the Bible. Boy, I hope I found out who you are. I'll kick you so far off that team, you'll be in orbit. So who you think you are? I'm the kicker offer. I don't know how to close except say behave yourself. Get in the right crowd, don't touch that which is wrong. You Howells Anderson College students, if you want a college that doesn't believe what I preached tonight, there are carloads of them everywhere. Go shop for one. They'll be as backslidden as you are. Have his little standard. You say, Brother House, why are you preaching like this tonight? Because we got some new students here, and I want to initiate them. We got folks tonight never seen me do that. I want to initiate them. Touch not. You know what you ought to do. Shall we stand? The choir will sing.